That was a thing.
Been reduced to caveman speak. It just grunts and groans.
Yup. I don't want to spoil it all. Because we have opinions and stuff. Mike, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Good. So, yeah, time to do a thing. We don't need to save it for the pre-show. We'll do it on the real show. It's WTR Sunday night. What the fuck?
Botchamania.
WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment, Wrestle Talk Radio.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
Dream, we got invited you all to show.
With your host, Tim Stein.
He's a sweet old man.
Heartbreak Mike.
This guy's a serious asshole.
The Omega.
He's a cyborg, you idiot.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
He recorded every word you said.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network and on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
I don't have time for this bullshit.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, the Ayatollah of rock and roll.
This is third generation female superstar Natty Neidhart.
I'm Austin Aries, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
Don't stop listening, or I will find you.
WTR Sunday Night.
Thank you for your cooperation. Good night.
I'm making you go away.
And welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. It is our recap of WWE TLC, Typhoid, Listeria, and Chlamydia. People were sick. And that music is still blaring in my ears.
There you go.
There we go. This is going to be an interesting show to discuss.
Yeah. I'm hosting this show. I need to find more words than yeah.
4 out of 5 yeah, ain't yeah. bad.
You need to find some verbiage here.
Some better vocabulary.
All right, mm-hmm. Do the intro.
Okay, so I am the Omega, the be-all, end-all of our network. Joining me tonight, we have Heartbreak Mike.
Ladies and gentlemen, Elias.
No.
Too soon.
Get out.
Too soon. Too soon.
Too soon?
Too soon.
We gotta get. Yeah, there's a lot of two somethings, but we'll get into that later.
We gotta get through the open before we can get to Elias, because
that's
you're too soon. You jumped the gun.
As you can hear, we also have Sir Rockin, as Tim Stein is not here tonight.
So you started the show by saying illness, huh?
Yeah.
He is off at the clinic getting healthy. So, that's why he's not here tonight. He's a nagging cough that he cannot get rid of. So he's off at the clinic. So send him well wishes at Flames Forums.
He has the mumps.
Or the measles. Or the meningitis.
Was he around JoJo?
Apparently everyone was around JoJo.
Yeah, JoJo got around.
Clearly.
And you notice he's not the only one they're not saying has any of it.
She's the shield.
Do I get to turn all my Lita jokes into JoJo jokes?
Yes.
Well, they were turned to Paige jokes, so it's up to you.
Yes, but now she's actually spreading disease. It's far, far more apt.
I mean, when you think about it, it's, wow, it's a generational curse.
We cannot confirm or deny that she is the one spreading the disease, but it's
transmitted through saliva, and one girl, three guys, unless there's some incestual gay thing going on in the Rotunda household.
Play the shield.
You're jumping the gun.
Not that one, the other one.
No, don't force the shield. Shield comes on its own.
But anyway, guys, this was, we're here talking about, WWE botchmate. No.
War. We're talking about war.
Jesus Christ. Tables, ladders, and chairs.
No stairs.
No stairs this year.
None.
No big chairs either.
No big chairs. No polka dot ladders.
No sparkly ladders.
No big show ladders.
No big show ladders. No double Y ladders. Yeah. Yeah, this was a show. First off, we apologize to Drew Gulak. Sorry you cannot do your PowerPoint presentation because there was no time for it on the show. None.
Yeah. Far, far too busy running vignettes and video packages.
He got bumped from the pre-show.
Go home and think about your life. Should have went with JoJo.
And that is the first time we got aware of Elias, who asked for a concert, and Kurt Angle granted it to him.
Hold on. I got you right. Ladies and gentlemen, Elias.
Again, you're too early. You just asked for the concert. Too early.
Well, I know, but every time you mention it, it's like the drinking game.
Okay, Elias.
Never mind. I'd be drunk by now.
See, you don't give me that power, because I will just... ram it home. Oh yeah, intern, balls. Anyway, moving on. There was a thing on the rack where we said balls, and we had one of him to count how many times we said balls throughout the show. So balls. Anyway, moving on. Mickey dropped some age facts in the social media lounge. How like there's other people on the roster as old as her, like Tamina, but she didn't want to outright say Tamina, who's actually older than her, and Asuka, who's basically the same age as Mickey. But we're not going to drop those names on the social media lounge. Just saying. First match, we had Alicia Fox and Sasha Banks. It was what it was. It was a fine match between the two. We had a couple beat the count spots in the match. It was solid. Sasha Banks makes Alicia Fox tap out. And there you go. No real surprise there. And then we learned we're going to war with Kurt Angle teaming up with Shield tonight. Tables, ladders, and chairs and war is declared by Dean Ambrose. So... fill everyone in. Legitimately, Bray Wyatt is sick, Bo Dallas is sick, Roman Reigns is sick, all the members of the Raw roster had to get the measles, mumps, and rubella shot a couple weeks ago. That is the health update there. When it comes to Bo, Bray, and Roman, they will be reevaluated in 8 days. So hopefully they get better. It's caused a lot of changes, which we're going to talk about here in a minute.
Get well soon.
Yeah, get well soon. Hopefully everything is okay with Kevin Owens.
You didn't read his Twitter?
Yeah, he said it was a personal reason, not an actual injury or illness.
No. His personal reason was his family needed him.
Let me finish the statement and then
sorry.
Hopefully he'll be able to return soon because the word came out that we will not be seeing Kevin Owens for a few weeks, so hopefully everything is okay and the situation, whatever it is, gets handled and there's no bad news that comes out of it.
Okay, that's well worded.
Right.
Here's hoping.
Here's hoping everything turns out okay.
Has anybody else noticed whenever something good happens in a WWE storyline, something happens to said character? Okay, I'm sorry.
So, speaking of that, imagine this show with Pumpkin Balor and Sister Abigail.
Pumpkin Balor.
Someone said viral meningitis is a way better booker than WWE.
Uh-huh, I've seen that joke all week, yeah. That's a thing, but imagine this show, especially that main event, and also having Pumpkin Balor and Sister Abigail on it. Just want to throw that one out there for people to understand what this show is all about.
Let that sink in, guys.
Let that all sink in. All right, but to be real talk, it's time to get into the show. Opened up with Emma taking on Asuka, who got a massive pop.
You mean the funeral?
I wouldn't say it was a funeral. It was a really good match.
It was, but my points say differently.
Well, you want to know who had a funeral? We'll talk about it later when we get to the cruiserweights.
I want the score.
I have the night score.
Omega won this week. He won tonight, just by tonight.
Oh, I had double table points in the main event. I was so happy.
Uh huh. But so yeah, this was a really well done match. First off, this was the perfect type of match. I know there's a lot of people who are going out there. Asuka should have come in and squashed Emma.
No, it shouldn't have. Considering the fact that this was Emma's very first WWE singles pay-per-view match.
Was it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Whether you like it or not, tonight, WWE made history, and that was the first part.
And you can tell all the time they were together in NXT, they worked a lot together.
And they knew each other. Mm-hmm. And that's the perfect chemistry that they have.
And in this match, yes, Emma lost. Fine, we all knew that going in. But yeah, to me, I think she elevated herself in this match.
She did. And it was, I think it was a way to prove herself that she can actually hang. Because when you think about it, it's like, oh my goodness, she could actually do stuff. Instead of just, you know, those gimmicks that she had, the little dancing gimmick, the cobra and the other snake thing, she can actually wrestle. Take notes.
She's a really good worker, despite what other people may say. She's really good, and she delivered in this match. She got Asuka where she needed to go. We saw all of Asuka's offense. Everyone now knows it who has never seen her before. We know her offense. Emma sold it really well. The roll through ankle spot was really done well. The three ankle locks, that was well done. In the end, she taps out. They did everything they needed to do. Showed off Asuka. Emma was strong. They slowed it down when it needed to be slowed down. They took you for that ride. It was the perfect opener. It was the perfect match to get Asuka going. If they did it on Raw, it would have been a 3-minute match. This was, 10 minutes maybe?
10 minutes, well worth it.
It was really good. It was really well done.
I was genuinely not expecting much from the match.
People thought it would be like a one-sided fight, but it was actually a match.
Yeah, like I was not expecting that out of Emma. Like, I understand feeding her a low opponent to start her off with. You know, nice question, can you actually get all of her offense and let her shine in her debut with someone like Emma? And, oh, yeah, to my surprise. Getting a photo. Why am I getting a photo?
So, yeah. So, that was really, really well done. It was a good opener. Again, it did everything it needed to do, and Asuka got the win. Hopefully, this puts Emma in a better position. We'll see. Probably not.
We'll see, because it was... Even though that they messed up, and they messed up a couple times, but they recovered really good.
Yeah. Did it mess up spots? Yeah, but guess what? It wasn't bad as the Cruiserweight title match. We'll get there. That was a thing. So, The Miz, who's been the MVP of this company lately, delivers a great promo, highlighting everything that needs to be highlighted about Kurt Angle, hypes the match. You had Kane come in. He talked about turning them into ashes, and Braun says there's no more tomorrow, and the stare down between Kane and Braun was awkward, and plays into everything later. But yeah, Miz is on a roll right now. But now, any comments?
Please do something with Miz. Get the IC title off of him and do something with him.
Well, I'll talk about that at the main event.
All right, now, Mike.
What?
It's time.
But it's not the main event time.
No.
It is if you're a music fan.
Yeah, it's your cue.
Ladies and gentlemen, Elias.
So, did anyone go grocery shopping?
Yes.
Kurt needs to talk to his son about how much of a waste that he did, wasting all that good produce.
Throwing produce around. Yep, that's a thing.
Like, I mean, I guess it was just a way of trolling. I get that, you know. But fresh produce? At least throw tomatoes.
At least get a garbage can and start chucking things at him.
He had a legit shopping cart.
It's like
if only
if ECW had a vegetarian match.
Shut up. If TLC was in Philly or Chicago, that would have been different.
I just imagine like Vegan Raven coming down to the ring.
Stop.
He's hitting people with the big Japanese radishes.
Napa cabbage and all that stuff. Gosh, shut up.
But I'm having such fun.
Save your Protoss jokes for later because there's more time for them.
Okay.
Because we get more Protoss later. Up next, 205 Live, a.k.a. the Cruiserweights. Brian Kendrick and Jack Gallagher versus Cedric Alexander and Rich Swann.
Can I say that seeing Gentleman Jack, well, number one, I think he shouldn't have turned heel now. But the way that he did it was pretty cool. And he's still in character. Love him or hate him, that headbutt is deadly. I don't care what anybody says. I look at that and I'm like, nah, you got it, man.
If he didn't turn heel now, there may be no tomorrow for these Cruiserweights. Tell me I'm wrong.
We'll talk about that later. But when we had the match, when you see the match going on, Cedric Alexander, Rich Swann, good to see Rich. He looking good, you know, back in the WWE. Also, I liked the fact that those two were a beautiful unit together. Well, actually, all four of them, beautiful units together. But the funny thing is that all the spots, beautiful spots, the best was going on to the end of it.
Hold on, before we get to the end of it.
Oh, man.
before we get there, I need to talk about one spot that was really awful.
Which one?
So Cedric Alexander does a flip dive to the outside. He didn't touch anyone.
Okay, so it was like a smooth like oil mist, just and then just go ahead.
But then the announcers were like, "Oh my God, how impressive was that? Let's show a replay." And then we show the replay of him not hitting them. So we
No. Nigel didn't. Nigel wasn't stupid.
No, Vic Joseph was putting it over. It's like, "Oh my God, what an impressive move!" And like he missed. And you show a replay of him completely missing. And not only did we get it early, we got it later at the end of the match. We got the replay again of him completely missing.
Nigel McGuinness was like...
Yeah, he caught Kendrick's arm, and that's it.
That's all you got.
It's like, unless he farted on the way through.
I mean...
So it's the only way he could have impacted anybody there.
Yep, because Rebel gave him wings.
And gas.
If you have more fart jokes, email them to it, or tweet them to it, at TJ Omega. Anyway, now go ahead, Mike, finish.
And then with, like, the beautiful finish, it was the... Ah, crap. First, it was the Captain's Hook. Yes! Okay, cool. Never mind. All right, I got it. Captain's Hook. And then it was the beautiful... What was it? The Phoenix Splash, I think it was.
Yep.
And then... When they got him out, here comes Jack and the beautiful headbutt. And I'm like, oh, now that's a headbutt. And headbutt, though Cedric Alexander gets rid of him. It kind of sucks because I want Brian Kendrick to do the sliced bread again, but we know we're not. And then the lumbar check. First of all, them lumbar checks are dangerous. And then 1, 2, 3, the team of Black Power wins.
He made the racist joke. I didn't have to, so there you go.
Absolutely. Come on now.
So, yeah. So, Cedric Alexander and Rich Swann get the win in that one. The feud will probably continue Tuesday night on 205 Live. Anything else you want to add to this match?
It's still weird seeing someone wrestle in a full suit.
Yeah.
I know. It's like, I'm a gentleman. I'm also an asshole. I liked you better when you thought you were the Mary Poppins character.
I mean, he's William Regal's son, so, hey, born naughty.
Let's see. After that, we have Alexa Bliss versus Mickie James for the Raw Women's Championship. The line that then sent the Twitter into finding pictures of her ass.
I like my butt. Which?
Where she goes, I like my butt. It's cute. And
she called him biscuit butt.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means. But and then everyone went, oh my god, we're going to see all the perverts now show pictures of her ass. So what do you see on Twitter? There's her ass. All over
this
Twitter.
This is where the Billy Gunn theme song should just play.
It would. This was a good match. I thought Mickey's selling was really good for the arm. And we should also mention that the whole butt thing led to her getting slapped on the ass at the start of the match. Thing.
And that will be a GIF forever?
Yep. And it was WWE who put out the GIF.
Classy.
Messy.
They didn't do the close-up shot, but they put out the GIF right away before I saw anyone else put it out. It's like, oh, okay, well, that's a thing.
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
What do you guys think of this match?
I liked it. Old school versus new school. You know, it was the simple fact of, I mean, I hate to say it, but Old Yeller. First of all, I don't think anybody picked Mickie James for the fantasy draft. And no. When she showed up, it was like, oh.
That's like saying no one picked Bayley. Oh, wait, no one did pick Bayley.
Bayley was such a letdown the last couple drafts.
We didn't take a chance. I'm sorry. We took no chances.
No, like, Mickie James just feels like the veteran they brought back to feed to the younger talent. And
but the good thing about it is she can give go. I'm not upset at that, guys. And to be quite honest, I hope, well, first of all, I kind of feel bad because her shoulder popped out of place. I don't think, and I know some of you all seen that. Mm-hmm. It was towards the turnbuckle, towards the end of the match. Yeah. And it looked really, really bad. But hopefully, you know, she'll recover quickly and then she'll come back and do something miraculous. Now, I don't know what that is, but, you know, but I see her. She has a few more left in her.
Oh, she's far from done.
Oh, we know.
Like, I think she's now finally getting comfortable again in the WWE ring.
Yeah.
I guess that's a good way to say it. I think she's finally a little bit more comfortable in there. And this was a lot better than probably it should have been, based on their previous match on SmackDown. Alexa Bliss was really good. So was Mickey. Bliss gets the win. I again, really good match. Anything else we need to add about it?
Nope.
Now, Alexa and Asuka are going to steal a pay-per-view one day.
Oh, absolutely.
It was confirmed tonight. Kurt Angle is joining the Shield. So everyone's aware. All right, Mike. Time for more music.
Ladies and gentlemen, Elias.
Gets interrupted by more food throwing at him.
This is the idea. We had to pad out the pay-per-view with this.
Yep. Speaking of padding out the pay-per-view, 205 Live, the Cruiserweight title, Kalisto versus Enzo Amore.
Okay, so I didn't see this match. I feel like that was my body unintentionally entering survival mode.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me.
This was a thing.
Oh, dear.
Enzo's not really good.
No.
The offense was sloppy. Him trying to take some moves was really sloppy. Like, he tried to take a head scissors, and he didn't even take the head scissors correctly. It was just really awful. But on the bright side, Enzo lost his voice.
We all hope he can't find it.
And
to his credit, he's still good on the mic. He's just intentionally being irritating now instead of accidentally being irritating.
I guess he's intentionally being irritating.
I mean, like, in NXT early on in his main roster run, like, you know, we're all props for Enzo's mic work. Like, Enzo was amazing on the mic, and he still is, but God, does he wear out on you.
Well, it's sort of like his beginning run in NXT, where he was basically annoying. It's what we've fallen back to. He's just really annoying. I mean, it's fine for what it is, but yeah. So, I guess a thumb to the eye or something to the eye and beat the feet. New Cruiserweight champion, Enzo Amore.
Well, see, this is how you knew he was going to win it. You didn't see the black strap.
What happened to that?
Well, apparently from what
it's just
is
a bad
said,
photo or
no, from what it was said, someone didn't like it in the back. So
no,
like,
no, it was a filter, guys. It was a filter.
Nah, nigga.
Well, it needs to be back on.
Thank you.
All it was a filter. Y'all got played.
Purple looks like such trash.
But y'all liked the purple about 6 months ago.
No, we didn't.
The internet did.
I like the plates.
Internet loved the purple. You guys may not be the internet, but the internet.
It's because at the time Prince died, so that's why everyone liked purple.
At the WTR Oreo.
That's fine.
Considering who's holding it right now, let's not make Prince comparisons.
Oh, God.
So
this is why doves cry.
So Enzo thanked himself for winning tonight. Because how you doing? So Mori is now, once again, your Cruiserweight champion. It's like the Kalista run never happened.
It's almost like it was a pointless last-minute decision because somebody left.
Imagine that. But
maybe he spent a night with JoJo, too.
And on that, we're going to take our first and only time out of the evening. You're listening to WTR Sunday Night, streaming live on TuneIn Radio. Just get the app for your Android or Apple device. Search Wild Talk Radio Network. It's free. We're streaming live. Tell your friends. You can tweet the show at Wild Talk Radio. When we come back, we'll dive deep into the final three matches of the show. The really good stuff. Right after this. This is WTR Sunday Night. Bros wanna act hard, it easy, take it easy.
Thursday nights, The Rack lays the smackdown on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Join me, Lindsay Ward, and my handyman producer, Sir Rockin, as we give you all the latest wrestling news, discussions, our reactions to both NXT and SmackDown, along with interviews with some of our favorite wrestling superstars.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar. What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz. This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
This is Kane from WWE.
The future is now, when you experience The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself... Maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last.
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch.
It's the Raw Post Show. Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Chosen One.
The journey of the Chosen One has begun in WWE 2K18. Follow his path from WWE NXT hopeful to WWE superstar to one day being WWE Hall of Famer. Watch the rise and fall of the Chosen One. Only at youtube.com/rackradioshow.
The Chosen One.
The Rack Extra gets a little Bella in the form of Total Bellas.
Join us each week as we review the latest happenings going on in the world of the Bellas.
I feel like I'm trapped. Like, you're trapped. Like living in a padded cell.
Check out the Rack Extra, Total Bellas Weekly at WildTalkRadio.com and RackRadioShow.com.
This Tuesday, the CB Radio Championship is on the line when Sir Rockin defends the championship for the first time in Season 2. Plus, we will see the debut of Der Sheep Johnson, who promises every match he is in will be 6 stars. Tune in to WTR Championship Professional Wrestling presented by WTR Sims this Tuesday night, 11:15 p.m. Eastern, 9:15 p.m. Mountain. Only at twitch.tv/rackradioshow.
I came to play. There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your...
What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio Network, and it is awesome.
To WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming live on TuneIn Radio. Get the TuneIn Radio app, search Wild Talk Radio Network. You can listen anytime on the go with the TuneIn Radio app for Russell Talk Radio, The Rack, Raw Post Show, CB Radio, whenever we're live, we're streaming live on TuneIn Radio. So now, it's time for Sister Abigail versus Finn the Demon Balor. Oh wait. No, it's not.
Sorry. The Undead Swamp Witch was sick and couldn't come into work.
Yep. Because reasons. Okay. So in his place, I guess Kurt asked for a favor, so AJ Styles is the replacement. So it's AJ Styles versus Finn Balor.
This
was fun.
Well, you knew it would be.
Oh, you knew it would be. The fans were chanting, "This is awesome," before it even started, which is awesome.
Yeah. Well, you would expect. This is literally a dream match.
Mm-hmm.
And we got it out of nowhere.
It's like an RKO. We got two sweets. Two sweet chant. That was not censored or redacted or...
No.
it was allowed. And they had a really, really good match. One commentary nitpick.
Mm-hmm.
Besides Booker T, who was just a mess the entire night.
So he was on point.
So, AJ's laying on his stomach, and Balor grabs the leg. Cole goes, "He's going for the cover." he was laying on his stomach. Wasn't on his back, he was laying on his stomach. And then Cole had to figure out a way to get out of it. Nice try, Cole. You tried, but you failed. You failed so hard. We had nice false finishes. We had fantastic counter maneuvers. It's like, I couldn't sit here and take notes on this match because it's like, I just want to sit here and go, that's good. That's good. That's awesome. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
So highlights of the match, the match.
The match was awesome.
And you would expect that of these two, and it shows just how good these two are. When they give such little notice that they're going to be having this match, and then they still pull this off.
Props to AJ Styles for flying in.
Oh my god, yes.
That man must have had a brutal travel day, because they were in Argentina and Chile?
Yeah, Chile.
Chile.
Triple H had to go fill in, because the roster's so thin.
Because Kevin and AJ left, Triple H filled in because their shows were already bought and they have to, you know, do good for those people there. So Triple H flew all the way to Chile, so he was not at the pay-per-view. He fought Rusev to make up for AJ and Kevin not being there.
Did you see the video with the New Day?
Yeah, I haven't seen the chain reaction it's spawned since. this was great. All around fantastic. AJ Styles goes under. Finn Balor is your winner. AJ sold the shotgun dropkick into the corner.
It was sexy.
Sold it. What do you think of the match, Mike?
WWE made history once again because those two have never faced each other. Not in WWE, not in New Japan. They have never faced each other.
Because there are two of the people in the Notorious Club.
Well, that too. But you get the idea.
No, I'm just saying they called it the Notorious Club.
The Notorious Club. Right.
Can't say Bullet Club. The Notorious Club.
Because then they'll send a cease and desist. But it was amazing. I haven't seen a match like that since Shinsuke versus Sami Zayn. Indeed, candidate for match of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what anybody... And then Red versus Blue. Oh.
Yeah, hell of a interpromotional match. Yes. Oh, I forgot that was a thing.
Impromptu. But you know what? The funny thing was, nobody mattered because it was AJ Styles in his prime and Prince Devitt in his prime. Former New Japan Pro Wrestling Bullet Club members.
Notorious Club members.
Not working. I don't work for that movie.
Redacted. Anything Mike just said, redacted.
Nigga, please.
Redacted.
Oh, what?
It's the thing. I was looking it up. Have they ever had a match ever?
Never. That's what I'm saying. WWE made history. They've never had a match against each other ever. Ever. Let that sink in, guys.
And they still did that.
Let that sink in. Imagine what they did in New Japan, PWG. Let that sink in, guys. By far, 10 out of 10. And then, 4 more points, 5 extra points for the respect that they have for each other, and they knew that they would be over.
Oh,
they
yeah.
get up, they look at each other, they nod, and next thing you know, too sweet.
And the IWC exploded.
They've already exploded when they heard about this match. Whether you like it or not, the moment that thing was produced, the moment that thing was out fresh on the press, everybody and their mama, hottie, dottie, everybody showed up. Like, I'm sorry. Like, if there was an IWC Don King, he would have promoted the crap out of this. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the match that we've all been wanting to see. It's the mighty Finn Balor versus the phenomenal AJ Styles. This has never happened before, and this will never happen again. Maybe if you play your cards right for Survivor Series. It was a back and forth battle, and it was not a one sided beating.
No, it was each man got their stuff in. Each man looked strong. AJ goes down defeat, but that's okay.
And he admitted defeat. And you know what? That's fine. He just ain't gonna lose at Survivor Series.
I would assume they're on opposite teams at Survivor Series.
Well, of course.
I'm saying they'll be the captain. I mean, they're the captains of two teams.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because Jinder's going to be fighting Brock. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Well, there goes my points.
Yep. All right, Mike. One more time.
Ladies and gentlemen, Elias.
Okay.
Okay, sound effects.
You had to do the guitar riff.
As I'm watching the first Elias segment on replay at the moment, that was fun. So, we had Jason Jordan versus Elias. No one cared. They botched the finish on purpose. Comes off the suplex into a small package. One, two, Elias kicks out, but the referee counts three. You didn't see the shoulder kick it, get up. And yay, we're going to get this matchup probably tomorrow on Raw. Yay. Anything to add?
It was great. Minus the ref botch, but hey.
Now we get to the main event.
The match that everybody wanted to see.
Tables, ladders, and chairs.
The one everyone wanted to see, and then they didn't want to see it anymore, and then they went, no, no, you still want to see it.
The team of Cesaro, Sheamus, The Miz, Braun Strowman, and Mayor Kane, or wannabe Mayor Kane.
Oh, did he win that?
No, it's still a year away.
Aw,
he'll why, win it. This is why he had time, you know, he come off the campaign trail for this.
Yeah.
By the way, his return on Monday was really well done.
It was. It just the way that, and the, well, I miss Slow Chemical. That's all I'm going to say.
Their opponents, the Shield, kind of, sort of, all together now?
The American Shield.
Sierra Hotel Integrity Intelligence. I saw someone in the crowd that had that sign. It was like, okay, that was brilliant.
Come on, Rock. You have to play it.
No.
Aw.
So, Ambrose, Rollins, and Kurt Angle, who was wearing the vest.
Didn't come out to his old entrance right off the bat, which really upset me.
It upset everyone. Well,
I was so...
honestly, I mean, come on now. Let's think about this here. Kane didn't get his pyro.
Because there's no more pyro budget.
I know.
Plus, the things can't fit on the new post.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember, the posts are way bigger now. Remember they had the little...
Yeah. I remember now. Ew.
Can't really tape them onto those posts.
No, you can't. You can't.
Plus, they only have a pyro budget for WrestleMania now.
Really?
Have you noticed there's been no pyro?
Yeah, I have.
They cut back on it because saving money. So anyway, so they all come out through the crowd, and then we just go crazy. Shield just nails everyone with chairs. We have small ladders that were easily movable, even for Kurt Angle. The Shield laid in some chair shots to the chest of Strowman. I went, ow, my chest hurt just feeling those chair shots.
Yeah, that was like, oh, my dignity, my integrity, my intelligence.
Then we had the big, go ahead, Omega.
No, that last one went during the Cruiserweight title match.
Jesus, come on.
Then we had the big men, Braun and Kane, laid out on announce tables. Dean and Seth go up on ladders. Double elbows. Omega goes.
Points.
One more time. One more time for double points.
Points.
There you go.
Kiss my ass, motherfucker. Punk ass bitch.
Hey, look. JoJo infected my top star, okay?
Oh, that's so unfortunate.
Because Omega had this plan. See, they could have shield bombed everyone through announce tables.
Yeah, I was counting on a few months of shield bombs through announce tables here.
And then we took a trip to Olympic Suplex City.
Yes. Oh my God, Kurt did it, Suplex, and Braun Strowman.
He did throw some nice suplexes, though.
He did. I mean, it's Kurt Angle. You really think that he's just going to go cold turkey after stopping wrestling? Absolutely not. He's got a punching bag with suplex.
So, after all that, Braun's down. The Miz, Cesaro, and Sheamus take all the suplexes. Kane's like, I'm still here. He sits up, goes after Kurt Angle, gets trapped in the ankle lock. Braun comes in and breaks it up. And then Braun gets a hold of Kurt Angle and drives him through the table. As safe as you can. He was flat. He pushed him right down. It was as safe a table bump.
It was so safe.
You could do for Kurt Angle, yet so effective at the same time.
I can hear it now. Are you okay? You're good? All right, cool.
Because you know Kurt Angle is like, I'm taking a bump, and you can't stop me.
Right.
Because it's Kurt Angle. He'll do it, and then he'll pay, you know. He'll ask for apologies later. So Kurt gets taken out. He gets up to the back, so it's a 5-on-2. They do a 5-on-2 beatdown for a while.
This is where the match drags for me. I'm not a fan of when they get these hugely outnumbered matches.
Right.
Then it almost got interesting.
Keyword, I love it, almost got interesting.
We had We Want Lesnar chance.
Yeah, because you were in Minneapolis, but do you really think Lesnar was going to show up for that?
No, because he already flew to Green Bay for tomorrow.
Exactly.
Then by mistake, first one of the night, Kane hits Braun with a chair by mistake.
Uh-oh.
This is where it almost got interesting.
But they got back together. Cooler heads prevailed.
And it stopped being interesting.
And then they tried. Okay, they tried. The crucifix powerbomb, they tried.
It was an A for effort, guys.
They tried. It did not work. Dean sort of hit the table, didn't go through the table. It looked like Cesaro dropped him early.
I had to go back and look at that.
I think he slipped off his arm or something, because he was doing with the left arm, I think Cesaro was. He may be stronger with his right, but that's just how it looked, and it looked like they just did not drive him with the full force. It looked like he slipped a little bit. That's why he did not break. And then Braun's like, put the table here. Dean, I'm going to squish you. Okay. Braun just throws Dean through the table.
Yeah, just flings him.
And splat. Breaks table.
Okay, double crucifix.
Womp-de-womp-de-womp.
Yeah, he might let go a little early. Didn't get the distance. Well, of course, neither one gave any kind of downforce. They just kind of chucked him.
Yeah, it was very awkward. But it looked like something.
Perfect botchmania fodder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, there's that. And then, the Miz said earlier, we're going to take him out into the garbage. And he wasn't lying. We have the garbage truck back into the arena. Seth and Dean are being brought up to the top of the ramp. They're being forced into the garbage truck. They're like, nope. They climb up the garbage truck and they dive off the garbage truck with a double elbow. Everyone's down. Miz runs away. He gets caught by Rollins and Ambrose. They double team him. Fight back. Yeah, we're fighting back up the state, back up the ramp again. And then things get interesting again.
Yay!
Yay!
Kane attacks Braun. Kane chokeslams Braun through the stage.
Dear God. Kane looks up.
He has a look in his eye. It's a Shane McMahon look.
Shut up.
No, it's the
Shut
Shane
McMahon. Shut your face.
I saw John do this.
You're right. I saw John do this in one of the in an event once.
Yeah, he killed Wade Barrett this way.
That's my Wade Barrett, and I've got a title shot. Anyway, so then.
So he looks up.
Mm-hmm.
The monster's hand comes up, grabs on the foot. Kane doesn't like it being touched on the foot, so he yanks down the chairs on the prom. And then, because WWE likes the replays, we have a camera position ever so slightly perfect to catch the chairs just coming straight down.
Mm-hmm. Convenient.
Convenient. Who knew they had that camera right there?
Also, lucky that Kane didn't bean himself doing that.
And whoever set it up so perfectly that they all fell straight down, you deserve a raise, because they all came straight down.
Kane does not like sit on the foot.
Mm-mm.
He's not a foot guy. Kane double chokeslams Rollins and Ambrose, and then we learn the monster among men. He's still alive. He's mad now.
They're better than Wade.
He gets up. He starts. His team tries to stop him. He goes after Kane. His team then goes, guys, come on, be on the same page. They continue to fight. Then they all team up on Braun, and they put Braun in the garbage truck. And then, for the second time in 6 months, they try to murder Braun Strowman on the WWE Network.
Does anyone remember the ending of the original Ninja Turtles movie?
Uh-huh.
This was a flashback.
Were flashbacks. I know you made the joke on
Twitter. I tweeted that gif as fast as I could make it.
Pete Powers tweeted, "If Shredder can survive the garbage truck finish, Braun Strowman will be alright for the sequel."
Dear God.
So Braun's out of the match. So Braun's out of the match now. What?
I love the look on Miz's face the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, what the fuck did we just do? The crowd is chanting, "That was murder."
Mistakes were made. Mistakes were made. In that moment, he knew Braun's coming for his Intercontinental Championship.
Oh, no, no. Braun's going to go eat his baby.
Spice, Dinga. Eat your spice, baby. Bork. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rock.
So Braun's crushed. He's gone. Seth is getting beat down the ring by four men. Dean makes a save. He gets beat down. Kurt's back. Oh, it's true. Angle slams.
Now he has his music.
Now he has his music, but not his gear. But, you know, it'll...
You save that. You save that for WrestleMania.
Yeah, because that's what they were planning it to begin with, so...
Right.
Him versus Daniel Bryan. Anyway, continue.
So...
Never let that happen.
Never, ever. So, Angle slammed through the table to Cesaro. She'll get Dean and Seth drive Kane through the barricade. Kurt Angle's left in the ring. He's staggering to his feet. Miz is like, I got him. Skull crushing finale. Down goes Kurt for a two count. Then Kurt goes for the ankle lock. Miz escapes. Kurt almost kills himself. Does not. Because that could have been really bad when he staggered backwards and fell through the ropes and could have, if he didn't land correctly, could have landed on his head. Because his momentum was going that far. So thankfully, Kurt was okay. Gets back up with the rest of the shield. Go ahead, Omega.
Thankfully.
Thankfully, he got up and did not drop himself on his own head on the safest part of the match. Because just staggering backwards is the safest part of the match. So, we then have the Slay of the King Knee. Because that's what they call it in WWE 2K18. We have Dirty Deeds. We have the Angle Slam.
Which was a beautiful Angle Slam, by the way.
Mm-hmm. And then the Olympic Shield Bomb for the 1-2-3.
Corey Graves, you got to stop writing your own material.
Including the roar. The Roman Reigns roar.
He ain't do that Roman Reigns roar.
Yeah, he did.
He was like, yeah, the Kurt Angle.
He did the roar, though, because, again, we had to do the match for Roman Reigns.
I understand that. They should have did.
They made mention of it 1,000 times in this match. Roman Reigns is so proud watching them celebrate at home.
Kurt Angle should have made everybody laugh, just put on a wig, and then just...
People were hoping that Kurt Angle would have come out in a milk truck. When he came back out.
I hope that they save it.
So, yes. The winners of the match.
Shag, hump, insert, erect, lick, dick, shield.
Excellent.
You're welcome.
Mm. It's such a weird-ass match.
But it was fun.
I mean, it was fun. Like, they, you know, it's a lemons lemonade situation. But, man, like, I don't know why Kane's still in the match, because as soon as Roman's gone, he should just not even shown up.
But they paid him to be there.
I know. Like, there's a continuity thing in my head going, you know, they really... There's part of me that would have booked this to put the brakes on this full, overblown match so we could wait for Roman to actually be there.
Well, here's the thing about that. Brawl doesn't have another pay-per-view this year.
What?
Yeah. We got Survivor Series... And then we have a SmackDown Clash of Champions in December.
Oh.
There is no single Raw pay-per-view until next year, and that's probably February. Think about that one for a minute, people. This pay-per-view thing, every other week thing, we're going to slow it down a little bit.
Shaft, hook, erect, insert, death, shield.
So, that's the pay-per-view. For scores for just tonight, well, the total tomorrow.
I don't even want to hear it. Fuck that.
Tim had 2 points.
Like, forget that. Tim had how much?
Tim was doing really well.
Until
Kalisto lost the belt. And he ended up for the week with 2 points. That Kalisto belt thing was a negative 18 at the end. Because it was minus 20 for the belt loss. And because this was his double guy. And minus 6 for the match, the loss of the loss. What saved him was his TV appearances and whatever. That did not make it a negative for the week. But that's where where the risk-reward comes in. There was a negative 18 score.
Jesus Christ.
Lindsay had 4 points. Let's see. Trying to do this in order.
The way that he had to say it, though. No, Lindsay had 4 points.
Intern had 10 points for the week. 12 points for me for the week. Goddamn Shield reunion thing killing my team. Mike, you had 14 for the week.
That's fine.
Despite Baron Corbin losing to Sin Cara.
He still got the title.
And Omega rounds out with 26 points.
I hate you.
This Shield plan is finally paying off.
For now.
For the moment.
For the moment.
For the moment. In terms of WTR Pick'em, as I wait for my email to load, Omega, myself, and Michael went 7-0.
Woohoo! Holy crap!
Not you. Not you.
Oh.
No. Michael from Sweden.
Oh.
You went 3-1.
What?
You don't pick all the matches. I think this is for the first time in Pick'em history where everyone had a positive outcome. There was no negative.
Wow.
Just by looking at it. Tim, Lindsay, Jabber, Tommy, and Amy went 6-1. 8-Ball and Rob went 5-2. Matt went 5-0. Random, Video Game, Subway, Chris, and Sheila went 4-3. Aaron Groves went 4-2. Mike was 3-1. That rounds out the Pick'em. So there you go. Overall, how would you say the show went, Mike?
I give it a 7 out of 10.
Bizarre show!
It
it's so hard to grade.
Well, I had to take the 3 points off because of the tables and the referee spot.
And Enzo?
6 out of 10.
Hey, this whole pay-per-view was booked like something that AI would have done randomly in an old, like, PS2 WWE game.
So we're not going to talk about how 2K just, like, booked this whole entire WWE Universe match? All right. No, sorry.
It's like pay-per-views remind me when I was playing those old games, and for some reason, every other week, I had to wrestle Joe Briscoe.
Oh, God.
It's like in-game, like, in that weird, like, infinite career mode. I'm like 6 years undefeated as world champion, and Gerald Briscoe just keeps thinking he's got my number.
I got your number. I'm not going anywhere.
No, this is a B pay-per-view just because there's some, you know, cruiserweight titles at really low point. You know, we've got some sloppy spots. We've got Elias.
A lot.
A whole lot.
We got an interesting main event. We got a classic match out of AJ and Finn that I want to see again when they actually have time to prep a match first.
Wait a minute. Jason Jordan's on my team. Sorry, continue.
Yeah, he's on your team.
Okay.
So, there you go. That was the show. Tomorrow night, it's Rob Poe Show. 11:10 p.m. Eastern, we'll recap everything that goes down on Monday Night Raw, a.k.a. I'm watching football and Raw at the same time, so what kind of post-show will it be? I be happy? Will I be sad? Or will I be watching the Eagles and the Redskins in the fourth quarter? Who knows? Tune in 11:10 p.m. Eastern for whatever supposedly is the Raw post-show. Tuesday night, the return of WTR Sims with the new name, WTR Championship Professional Wrestling, debuts 11:15 p.m. Eastern. My character, Sir Rocket, will defend the CB Radio Championship against who? You have to tune in and find out. Plus, it'll be the debut of Dirt Sheet Johnson. Yep. Every match he has, 6 stars. So, tune in to WTR Sims presents WTR Championship Professional Wrestling, 11:15 p.m. Eastern, this Tuesday night at twitch.tv/RackRadioShow. Make sure you follow the Twitch channel so you know whenever it goes live, you get the notifications and stuff like that. Also, subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/RackRadioShow, where you'll see the career path of the Chosen One in WWE 2K18, plus a whole lot of other WWE 2K18 videos, all available at youtube.com/RackRadioShow. Thursday night, it's the Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern, we'll review TLC. We will have the NXT rundown, the SmackDown throwdown, and so much more at the Rack. Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, check out the Rack Extra, Total Bellas, Season 2, Episode 7 out now, Episode 8, the finale, the season finale will be available on Thursday afternoon. Saturday night, Midnight Dishes, CB Radio. We'll have the Greater Than Great debate for horror movies since Halloween's right around the corner. Go back and listen to the last night's episode where we did rappers. So, yes, it's a thing. Hashtag blame Rob when a celebrity dies. CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and .com. This show, WTR Sunday Night, is at WTR Sunday Night on Facebook and Twitter. We'll be back next Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, with hopefully a healthy Tim Stein. We'll talk all the news you could possibly handle. It's Wrestle Talk Radio at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Omega, plug some stuffs.
So, most of my stuffs can be found under the same name. And the places where it's not is over on Facebook, where you can find everything I do at TJ Reviews. Everywhere else, you can find me on Twitter at TJ Omega. You can find me on Tumblr at TJ Omega. You can find me on YouTube at TJ Omega, where I am trying very hard to spice things up and reinvent the look of everything. I'm actually investing in shit just to make what I do look better. And for everything that YouTube does not like, there is always TJOmega.net.
And to counterbalance all that stuff, go buy his stuff on eBay. It's linked at the top of his Twitter.
Yeah, I actually have to I have to make the money to actually make the shit look good.
So buy his stuff on the eBays. It's linked at the top of your Twitter?
Uh-huh. Posted. Your pinned tweet.
Pin, yeah. All right, Mike.
All right, for those of you who want to know this guy right here, you go to the WTR Oriole. That was not a mistake. You know, see me on the Twitter page. Also look on Facebook, called Dragon Honor Wrestling on the Book of Face. We are doing some things. We are actually going to do a breast cancer stream. Bunch of matches, bunch of cause, all female wrestling next week. We'll send you the link this week.
So there you go. Follow Tim on Twitter for Hockey Talk at Flames Forums. He'll be back next Sunday night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network for Wrestle Talk Radio 4. So for Mike, Omega, I'm Sir Rock. We'll see you all week long along the airways of the Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming live on TuneIn. Just search Wild Talk Radio Network right here at WildTalkRadio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.